بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن الأقر الهزلي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إنه لا يغان على قلبي وإني لأستغفر الله في اليوم 100 مرة. رواه مسلم. This is the first hadith in this chapter of seeking forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, and the great virtues of seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Aghir al-Muzani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala sends his tajalli on my heart. The tajalli, the special focus of Allah Ta'ala, special qualities that Allah Ta'ala sends on my heart. And it is also, one side it is the tajalli of Allah, on the other side it is the that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's condition spiritually was rising all the time. And when these special moments came, when Allah sends His special tajalli, then of course Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position even rose more higher. And because of that higher position, looking at the previous position, وَإِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, I seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, فِي الْيَوْمِ, in a day, 100 times, 100 times a day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he seeks forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have explained, as we will come to it now, various reasons for this, for seeking forgiveness. One, we see here that Allah Ta'ala sent His special tajalli, that special focus of Allah, special qualities on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's heart, and by which his position was raised more. Looking at his previous condition, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even in his previous condition, was completely free of sin. Every Nabi, even before Nabuwat, Allah kept them completely free of all type of sin. It was impossible, because Allah Ta'ala had chosen them to deliver the message of Allah Ta'ala, and therefore they had to be free of all types of sin. And that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, another explanation the ulama give, is that he seeked forgiveness from Allah is to teach the ummah. When I am free of sin, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then how much mustn't the ummah make istighfar? If I'm making 100 times a day istighfar, how much istighfar mustn't the ummah make? Are the explanations which are given, this year has been translated as cloudiness, that the tajalli of Allah that comes and came on the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, like a cloud descended. Referred to here is not a solid barrier. That is, it was just there, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% aware of all his duties and 100% aware of his Nabuwat's duties. That what Allah Ta'ala had sent him for which mission. And it was impossible that Allah would send a person and na'uzubillah that he could have become unmindful of his mission. For Allah wanted that message of Allah to come 100% intact to mankind. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this did not interfere with that message which was to be given to mankind. So it wasn't a solid barrier. It is merely a partial covering, similar to a light cloud in the sky, which does not block out the rays of the sun. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to fulfill a mission, and it was from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala made sure that mission is delivered perfectly. And this, as we read in the explanations further, did not interfere with the duties of Nabuwat, of bringing the message to mankind. Ulama have provided various explanations for this hadith. The one is that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would occasionally be occupied in something which prevented him from his routine state of remembering Allah Ta'ala. That is, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes his condition would come such that his normal continuous remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, something would come about where he would not be remembering Allah Ta'ala all the time. Such as that eating, engagement with family, etc. So these things do happen, that a person engages with his family, talks with his family, etc. But this did not interfere at all with the duties of Nabuwat. Those were there all the time, 100%. This was by no means a shortcoming. However, he considered it to be a shortcoming because of his piety. See, these things happened. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a human being like us. You had normal human instincts and qualities like a human being. But at the same time, these did not interfere with the delivering of the message of Allah tabaraka ta'ala in the least. But ulama have given a beautiful explanation of this also. Like sometimes water comes out from the eyes. And that is actually those drops which cleanse the eyes. The water itself is dislike. But the cleaning of the eye is like that, it cleans the eye. So like that, these conditions come, and these are not so good conditions like. But at the same time, that they cleanse a person, that is a positive thing, and that is what is required. The other explanation given is that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would choose sometimes rukhsa, permission, concession. Like Allah Ta'ala would give him an offer, you want this law or this law. There were those cases also. And sometimes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, looking at the ummah, he would choose the easier one, the one that was easier, instead of azma, that is the harder law, which was more difficult to practice. Looking at the ummah, and for the ummah's sake, he would choose the easier one. Or he would choose the less preferable of two permissible options. When he would later come to realize that he could have chosen the better, he would be greatly distressed. And then he would make his istighfar, that the more harder one I could have chosen. And it should have been maintained by the ummah also. Then because of that he felt, and they should have gained higher status by Allah, for that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, also then he should make istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. All these explanations are given, that why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also make istighfar. Thirdly, due to the elevated spiritual status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he regarded his worship and good actions as deficient and inadequate. That Nabi alayhi salam, and this is really a person who has deeper understanding, he will ask for forgiveness. Like for example, we go to a person of respect and honor, and a person who is aware of his position is very careful what he speaks. Somebody who doesn't know, and he comes there, he will speak anyhow to that person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whose position was so high, that even when he said the 100% correct thing in the court of Allah, he felt it was not still sufficient. I could have done more. Like any person in any field, whatever he does, he feels at the end, I could have done even more. And for that, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Another explanation: divine radiance, that is the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala, continuously descended on the blessed being of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his continuous progress made him feel that his previous state was unsatisfactory. That is what we explained here, the first condition, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was continuously rising spiritually. Looking at his previous condition, he should ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness in all matters, in sincerity. A person, if he works in the field of sincerity, then this is what is required, that we make our islah. And continuously we make our islah, then we realize that what state of sincerity we got now, as we go further, that was not sufficient, it was not right, and we make tawbah on that. And so in this way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position was going up all the time. Or some ulama have stated that the precise meaning of this is beyond our understanding. And that is the best for us to accept, how small our brains are. And Allah, who is infinite. Also at that point, another thing of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam seeking forgiveness, and the pious people seeking forgiveness and admitting that we are weak, is that
a person, when he understands that my condition is such that I am limited in everything. Whatever I do is limited. Allah is unlimited. Allah is infinite. So nobody can ever fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody whatsoever, no, the creation can never fulfill the rights of the Creator. Allah is absolute. He is infinite. So on that basis also, the pious also, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you used to ask a lot of forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So we cannot understand the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hence it is not appropriate for us to delve into analyzing its meaning. Like that, there are many other things in deen also, and we cannot reach that point to understand it. Great, great ulama, great, great, who are philosophers in Islam, but they also at a point had to say that we don't understand. And a simple way to accept that is that when Imam Razi rahmatullah alayh was such a great mufassir, he wrote the Tafsir al-Kabir, and he philosophical way he explained Islam thoroughly. But at the time of his mort, Shaitan asked him that what is your proof that Allah exists? And Shaitan, how much knowledge he's got. Every proof Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi was presenting, Shaitan was breaking his proof. But then his contact with his sheikh, and his sheikh then informed him from a distance, tell Shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proof. Now which proof is he going to break? So this is that a person, he realizes that Allah Ta'ala, we cannot reach Allah. We are limited in every way. And we accept all the laws of Allah. With our limited mind and feeble understanding, we can never ever understand the great, great laws of Allah Ta'ala fully. What was necessary for us and which we could understand, Allah made it clear for us. So we have, this is a great thing that we submit. Also, this is a thing that we start right from the beginning of the Quran Sharif. If we want to know everything, Alif Lam Mim, nobody knows the meaning of that. So where you start the Quran, you don't know. So you just accept it is Quran. Like this, we accept the whole of deen. It's from Allah, it's perfect. And what we don't understand, we believe in it. It's from Allah, we believe 100% in it. May Allah give us tawfiq.